Right now, we welcome in three-time Super Bowl champion. We're doing it tomorrow at 1:30. Me and Nate Newton, ESPN Cowboys game day. Nate Newton, who I believe you're on the way to San Antonio, aren't you, Nate?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going down there to see my son. He played for UTS, San Antonio. So, hey, going to see him stomp Baylor, man, after they got pulverized last week by Harm. That was the Arizona team.
All right, Nate, yeah. We got to dive into Cowboys and Carolina. It has finally arrived, and we've got a couple of newcomers, including Connor Williams getting the starts on the offensive line. How do you see week one for the Cowboys going with Connor Williams and Joe Looney making up a big portion of your offensive line?
Man, that's just one of the many unanswered questions we have for our Dallas Cowboys, man. They're going down there with Connor Williams, second-round pick from the University of Texas, man. He's got great feet, got great hands. He's a tough guy, but he's young. He don't have that full man strength yet. So he got to deal with Kawan Short and Dontario Poe and Luke Kuechly and those guys. And by them having Joe Looney there as the fill-in for Frederick, it's going to be tough sledding. I mean, if he can come out and handle his own and do what he's supposed to do, we should be all right. The biggest fear for our young guy, Connor Williams, is he's not strong. So a couple of times they're going to bull rush him. A couple of times they're going to get into him. And how does he handle that? And he's got to be careful, like on short yardage situations or red zone, that he don't give up one of those plays in a critical situation. So, but he's going to have four or five plays where they're going to get into him because that's just who this Panther team is.
How do you like that matchup overall up front with the Cowboys? That offensive line, obviously, as you just mentioned, missing Travis Frederick. But that Carolina front, man, that is a nasty front with Poe in short. You've got Julius Peppers on the other side. You've got Luke Kuechly, as you mentioned. Overall, how do you like that matchup in the trenches for the Cowboys?
We should be all right. I mean, I've always said this, and you guys heard me say it 100,000 times. It's teams that play the Carolina Panthers that don't have one all-pro lineman, let alone three. We have three or four of them. I mean, our offensive line is stable. Joe Looney had a great camp. Joe Looney is more than serviceable. He will handle his own. The only question mark is we don't know how well Williams will play in a full 60-minute game. But I think his grit and determination would get him through. We ought to be able to scheme the rest, fellas. We ought to be able to have enough with Zeke, with Dak, and with the new coach, Paul Alexander, as our run coordinator, along with Scott Letterhand. We should have enough so we should be able to function. We should be able to have a lot of success against this front.
Now, Kayvon Frazier pressed into duty this week with Xavier Woods out with a hamstring injury. How do you think he handles the move into the starting lineup and Jeff Heath sliding over to the other safety spot?
Well, where we had a guy in Woods who was going to play back deep in the hole, well, now I think that puts Jeff Heath back deep in the hole because Kayvon Frazier don't have the speed and I think the coverage range to play back in the hole. So he'll be that safety that up close to the line. They're going to have to do some scheming. Coach Rashad and all those guys have to do a little bit of scheming, a little bit of covering up, giving guys help at the proper time. If Jones and Cheeto Bay, Awuzie can be what they were in training camp and at the limited time we started the preseason, we should be all right. That is our advantage. Going on the road against the offensive line and the Panthers, they don't know who's starting for them. They're beat up. They got guys missing. We should have an advantage defensively going up there. And our special team should be able to hold on. And that's where we should win the game defensively.
Talking to Nate Newton here on the show, ESPN Radio 103.3 FM, Matt McLaren, DJ Ringenberg. You know, you talked about the advantage defensively, Nate. What we saw in the preseason, obviously, at linebacker was more than I think any of us could have hoped for with Sean Lee and Jalen Smith, especially Joe Thomas. How do you see this in a matchup with Carolina, a team that doesn't have a lot of explosive playmakers at wide receiver, but Greg Olsen who obviously is their probably their number one receiving option, and then Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield. Do you feel that that carries over enough where Jalen can take Greg Olsen or Sean Lee or whomever it is?
More than enough. I just don't see with the speed that we have acquired, and as advertised, Awuzie and Jones had a great camp. I mean, he had a great camp last year, but I think he's coached up better. They're more confident. Sean Lee should handle his own in the times that he has to deal with Olsen. Same with Jalen. I think the big advantage that they have offensively is North Turner. How much knowledge and how much understanding he's given Cam Newton to stand in there and throw the ball. If Cam is standing in there throwing the ball, going through his reads and understanding what North is giving him, that would be my biggest scare. But if Cam is going to be Cam and try to run all over there and make plays like that, I think we can handle him. I think that with the speed of our defense, that is what's most amazing in this transformation to the youth. The speed of our defense can cover up a lot for us if Cam want to be the old Cam. But if Cam stand back there and throw the football and be what Norv would ask him to be, then we could have some problems.
Well, the question really to me, it seems like, is how Jalen is going to handle sideline-to-sideline work in coverage. Do you think he's ready for that, where he's going to be facing
yes.
Christian McCaffrey in a couple of tough matchups? And what do you think about Leighton Van Der Esch? What do you think his workload is going to be today?
If Leighton don't play, it don't bother me. I think we got Joe Thomas. That's my – if something happens to any to the wheel or Mike Backer, Joe Thomas is the first guy in. There's no way Leighton Van Der Esch, I haven't seen him since maybe the second week of training camp. He's not in shape. He's not mentally ready for what's going to happen out there come tomorrow evening, brother. I mean, so Joe Thomas is the matchup. Now, Jalen shows that he can run now. I'm not saying our tight ends are Greg Olsen. They're not. But he should be able to run with Greg Olsen in certain situations and make things and hold his own. It's just so many questions have to be answered in the next 4 weeks about our whole team. And they are playing the right teams that's going to make them answer that. You got Carolina, then you got New York, and then the beat goes on and on after that. The preseason begins tomorrow. Sadly to say, the preseason, as you saw with Philadelphia and Atlanta, the preseason starts tomorrow. In the next four games, we'll find out what there's a lot of questions to be answered about this team.
Well, the Cowboys might have got a little bit of a break. Ian Rappaport reporting that the Panthers added Greg Olsen to their injury report with a back issue. He's listed as questionable. If he's not 100%, who do you fear the most on that Panthers team that's going to give the Cowboys the most trouble?
Well, a lot of the weight goes back to McCaffrey. I don't know why I messed this kid's name up, but the kid out of Stanford, the running back that can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. A lot of weight is going to be put on him, but the weight has always been on Cam. If Cam is healthy and going through his progressions and hitting his receivers at the right time and doing what Cam can do, that's dangerous enough by itself. And a lot of pressure becomes to get put back on the defense, but I think we are ready defensively, more so than they are for us defensively. It's going to come down to who defense plays the best versus each other's offense. That's what it's coming down to. Can our defense dominate their offense, or can their defense dominate our offense? That's what it's going to be about tomorrow.
Talking to Nate Newton here on ESPN Radio, 103.3 FM on the show. Nate, we've seen all preseason, not in games but in practices, we've heard a lot about Zeke, the way the Cowboys are going to use Zeke this season. Do you expect to see that around 30 touches tomorrow, whether it's a combination of carries and passes out of the backfield? Is that a good number for him to do the 30 touches a game?
Now, you've done a lot of shows together, you, me, and DJ. I don't care how many. If they got to get it to 95 times, this is how the beat got to go. Let's not play games with this. Let's go out there and try to get the ball into Zeke's hands. Let's try to get it into the young guy Gallup's hands. Let's try to get it into Tavon Austin's hands. Let's try to get it into the guys that we feel can be the playmakers for us. Let's try this. Let's see where we're headed here. No, let's start out by swing passes out of the backfield to Zeke, because you don't just try to run him up in there against Ontario Poe and Short. Let's try to swing some passes coming out of the backfield. Let's try to hit some quick slants with Allen Hammond and Michael Gallup. Let's try to work Cole Beasley down the scene. Let's try to loosen them up and then periodically hit them with a run here, hit them with a run there. But I'm not saying that ain't none of this happening without Zeke. You make sure Zeke is swinging out of that backfield. You put him in the spot. You make them adjust to what Zeke is doing, and the rest of the team should follow.
All right, man. Nate, we appreciate it. I will see you tomorrow, ESPN Cowboys game day at 1:30. Enjoy the Baylor game, UTSA. Let's hope for another upset for you guys.
All right, man. We're going to be talking Zeke in the beginning, Zeke in the middle, and Zeke in the end, okay?
All right, buddy. Have a safe drive.
Have a great day, man.